Hi guys, this is Sam Line. Who are you?
I'm Nitish.
Hi Nitish, so I see your Windows Mobile device in your hand.
Yep, that's true.
I think all of you guys around here are the mobile team.
Yep, pretty much. We have a strength of a
CPU. Wow.
That.
All carrying the coolest gadgets around.
Yep, pretty much. I hope so.
So tell me more about what you guys do.
Over here, we work on the office suite
for okay.
Mobile devices.
Wow.
Okay. That's a PM there.
Hello.
Hi.
Right. So, tell me more about what you guys do and the office suite for Windows Mobile 5.0.
So, we take a lot of pride in having made some of the coolest enhancements in Word and Excel.
Okay.
So, the good old Word and Excel that you have been using on your desktop are now available on the mobile devices. This is one of them, but I'll not show you on that. Nitish, will you help us show some of the cool Excel and Word features while I talk about what are the enhancements they have done there?
Yep.
So, Nitish, one
thing I can definitely show you is this. This is Ram's Pocket Word.
Okay.
So I can show you some of the cool things that we've done here.
What used to happen earlier is that when you would get one of the files from desktop, a Word file, which was very rich and all, you would lose some content of it when it would go back once you have edited a little bit and you want to send it back to your desktop devices. It would lose some content, like if there is a picture which we don't support on our device, it would just vanish.
Okay.
So that was kind of a big pain point for the customers.
Okay.
We went ahead and implemented a big piece called round tripping.
Okay.
So what it will do is that it will make sure that even if it doesn't understand what that particular content was, it is going to preserve it as it was for you and also add in whatever new edits you made.
Okay. So, that's cool.
Awesome. On Word.
Let me get a new device actually, one which runs Infopress 5.0.
So while you do that, let me quickly give you what else we did in Excel. Excel used to be very bland. It used to have numbers and text, and that's all you used to have in OZUP, which was Windows Mobile 2003.
Okay.
Starting Windows Mobile 2005, you're going to have cool charts. You just get your data together, do a few clicks here and there, and it takes you through a good, what you call, wizard, chart wizard, and you have cool charts, which you not only get to see and analyze, but also send across to your desktop counterparts, and your data is ready analyzed. So, Nitish will get you some of those cool demos too.
Okay.
And I'll now come to our biggest achievement, which was PowerPoint. We never had PowerPoint on the devices before Windows Mobile 2005.
Wow, so cool. I can actually use PowerPoint on
the... You can actually see all your PowerPoint presentations with all the coolness, all the richness of its animations and transitions and sounds and whatnot
in
your cool device. So if you have to make a small presentation to a group of 2-3 people, forget taking your bulky laptop and 3 cables to connect here and there, and it's right there on your palm.
That's cool.
Palm as in the palm.
Okay. So do you have a back of the device now?
Yep, I have a back of the device. So this is basically Word Mobile. So what you see here is one of the coolest features that we implemented called bullet numbered list.
Okay.
So earlier in the previous versions of Word Mobile, we did not have this feature. You couldn't make a list with numbers.
Okay.
Might seem very trivial to you, but yes, that is the big announcement that we implemented.
Okay.
So this is one of the cool things that we've put in.
That's cool. And does it have PowerPoint also here?
Yes, I'll show you PowerPoint.
I'm excited about that.
Take us to a chat center also.
Yeah. Okay, it has PowerPoint, but doesn't have a file on it right now. Okay, instead, so when you take it to Excel maybe?
Just put in some data and...
Right, so we start out with a new Excel file. This used to be my typical test file to create a chart. So just select them. Let's say insert chart. That's the first page for my result, then I can choose one of the six most common charge types.
Okay.
And so let's say I do a column charge. So everything over here is pretty much pre-populated. This is how it works on desktop Excel, so
okay.
It should be pretty familiar with it. And I see inserted on a new sheet. New sheet.
Okay.
So, yeah, it looks pretty simple, but we had quite a time implementing all these.
Okay.
So, you could also do one of the other five chart types. So that's about Excel. By the way, I take you across to Madhuri, who will give you a demo of the PowerPoint for mobile application.
Sure, cool.
Hey, Madhuri. Could you just show him that X-Men file that we
Hello, Madhuri, this is Channel 9. Tell us more about yourself first.
Hi, I work in the PowerPoint team.
Okay.
Mobile team, and mostly on testing.
Okay.
Mobile.
So can you show us PowerPoint for mobile?
So this is how the file list looks. And let's open a file. So PowerPoint Mobile can show all presentations which are created on desktop. It plays all animations and transitions.
Okay.
All pictures are also displayed. There are features where you can browse across your slides. There's also a feature where you can zoom in and read the content of a particular slide.
That's cool. So can you use any desktop PPT here, or do you need to separately create PPTs here itself?
Any PowerPoint which is created on desktop
will work here. Mm-hmm.
There are a few options where you can change the orientation. So then your presentation will be displayed in this format. There are also options that you can give some timing, like
prepare
the slides
continuously.
Right. You can have options where you use timings or you loop continuously. So if your presentation is a time presentation, it will continue looping.
Of course. That's great. Thank you, Madhuri. That was a really nice demo. Looking forward to this. So when do you expect these features to be integrated into Windows Mobile?
Can I see?
They're already present in Windows Mobile 5.0.
Okay.
When the devices carrying Windows Mobile 5.0 will shift is something that the operators and device manufacturers will be able to tell you better.
Okay.
So I think they're expecting them to come out by Christmas end. I mean, by the end of the year, around Christmas end.
Wow, I can't wait for Christmas this year. All right, thank you, guys.